I shall, of course, miss him. He is a charming, worthy, very bright man who has become very dear to my heart. But his interest precedes mine, and your wish is decisive for me. Born wrote to Bohr after Heisenberg received an invitation for an extended stay in Copenhagen. Due to spend the forthcoming winter semester teaching in America, Born would not need the services of his assistant until May the following year. At the end of July 1924, having successfully completed his habilitation thesis and gained the right to teach at German universities, Heisenberg left for a 3-week hiking tour around Bavaria. When he returned to Bohr's Institute on 17 September 1924, Heisenberg was still only 22 years old, but had already written or co-written an impressive dozen papers on quantum physics. He still had much to learn and knew that Bohr was the man to teach him. From Sommerfeld, I learned optimism. In Göttingen, mathematics. From Bohr, physics, he said later. For the next 7 months, Heisenberg was exposed to Bohr's approach to overcoming the problems that plagued quantum theory. While Sommerfeld and Born were also troubled by the same inconsistencies and difficulties, neither man was haunted like Bohr by them. He could hardly bring himself to talk of anything else. From these intense discussions, Heisenberg realized how difficult it was to reconcile the results of one experiment with those of another. Among these experiments was Compton's scattering of X-rays by electrons that supported Einstein's light quanta. The difficulties just seemed to multiply with de Broglie's extension of wave-particle duality to encompass all matter. Bohr, having taught Heisenberg all that he could, had great hopes for his young protégé. Now everything is in Heisenberg's hands, to find a way out of the difficulties. By the end of April 1925, Heisenberg was back in Göttingen, thanking Bohr for his hospitality and sad about the fact that I must carry on wretchedly alone by myself in the future. Nevertheless, he had learned a valuable lesson from discussions with Bohr and in his ongoing dialogue with Pauli. Something fundamental had to give. Heisenberg believed he knew what that might be as he tried to solve a long-standing problem, the intensities of the spectral lines of hydrogen. The Bohr-Sommerfeld quantum atom could account for the frequency of hydrogen's spectral lines, but not how bright or dim they were. Heisenberg's idea was to separate what was observable and what was not. The orbit of an electron around the nucleus of a hydrogen atom was not observable, so Heisenberg decided to abandon the idea of electrons orbiting the nucleus of an atom. It was a bold step, but one he was now ready to take, having long detested attempts at pictorial representations of the unobservable.